The business case is out there. $1 million savings over 3 years, and more service, more hours, and more parking and more accessibility.
But it's a fixed rate there. I'd say a fixed rate Staples is getting. So if fewer people go in over the 3 years, it could cost Ontarians more, correct?
Well, it's a pilot project, and the planned budget savings amount to $1 million over 3 years. So we look forward to the success being built upon that we've seen with Canadian Tire IDEA and Home Hardware.
Those are owned by independent operators, though, correct?
Those are three retail partners, and we've added to them after a market-sounding exercise that was engaged in by my ministry officials. And there may be more to come, but it's never one size fits all, Richard. We look at, obviously, small business partnerships. We look at Indigenous partnerships, municipalities, libraries. The opening of the Pickle Lake partnership in November was a great success so far. We have the mobile trailer up in the Robertson-Huron Treaty area as well. So, diverse province, different solutions to maximize excellence in service delivery.
How much is Walmart getting for the retrofit for those two stores?
So right now, we're looking at other partnerships, all kinds of partnerships, including retail partnerships. Right now, so far, only Staples Canada met the service excellence, community presence, cost effectiveness, and scalability strict requirements of the Ontario Public Service procurement model. So we've added Staples Canada for now to the existing ones under the retail partnership category. That's Canadian Tire, IDEA, and Home Hardware. And that's $1 million savings a year. And every one of the employees at the soon-to-expire locations are eligible for employment at Staples Canada or any other retail partnership.
I respect what you're saying, but the question does remain, why not just put this out to an open tender instead of doing it sole source to make sure we get the best deal for taxpayers?
Well, with a pilot project, this is typical of the type of contract you enter into, but it did follow a market-sounding exercise involving 12 retail partnerships. So far, only Staples Canada met the strict criteria of service excellence, customer service excellence, scalability, cost effectiveness, and of course the strong community presence and the convenience in terms of the locations.
Finally, can you tell us where that $900,000, where the savings are coming from specifically?
Yeah, the specific savings over 3 years is with respect to leasing costs, because the leasing costs were paid for at the 9 expiring locations.
I don't believe they were, though.
They were. That's absolutely true.
The owners tell me they paid their own rent.
They were reimbursed for the leasing costs.
So that's not at all what they tell me, sir.
They would have paid them, but they were reimbursed. Whereas we're
You're
not
sure about that fact? Yes, I want to make you clear about that fact.
We're not reimbursing Staples for their leasing costs.
Just to be clear, you were reimbursing the independent owners 100% of their
leasing costs. That's correct. And now, we're not having to do that with Staples, so that's where the $900,000 to $1 million over 3 years comes from.
They told me through tears that they were paying 100% of their own leasing costs.
They were being fully reimbursed for those leasing costs, so the taxpayers were on the hook for it. Not so now. That's where the savings coming from.